Now, most scientists agree that when a COVID-19 vaccine is found, it should be used to vaccinate the most needy first around the world, healthcare workers or the elderly in every country. But it's increasingly clear that some vaccine-producing countries want to treat their own populations first if they find a formula that works. A tricky collision, then, of geopolitics, science and ethics. Our global health correspondent, Naomi Grimley, reports.
We will achieve a victory over the virus by unleashing America's scientific genius, which is what it is.
The superpower that first put man on the moon could indeed be the first to come up with an effective COVID vaccine. But with America's ingenuity comes a tiger-like tendency to protect her own. Oxford University's Regius Professor of Medicine, Sir John Bell, warned MPs as much earlier this summer.
We don't want to be left relying on importing vaccine from the US, because I promise you, you will not get it till a long way down the line.
If the UK is going to have to wait for a US-produced vaccine, imagine what that means for Yemen or Somalia. Vaccine nationalism could pose the biggest moral geopolitical dilemma of our times, and Pope Francis, for one, knows it.
It would be sad if the rich are given priority for the COVID-19 vaccine. It would be sad if this vaccine became the property of this or that nation, if it is not universal and for everyone.
Already, rich countries have been placing orders for vaccines, hedging their bets on the most likely candidates to succeed. But even if a country thinks they have a deal with a major vaccine producer, they might discover otherwise. Thomas Boyke is Director of Global Health at the Council on Foreign Relations.
In the early days of this pandemic, more than 70 countries, including the European Union, restricted the export or seized local supplies of personal protective equipment like masks, ventilators, and other essential medical supplies in this pandemic. We may easily see that on vaccines.
If governments compete for vaccines, most countries could miss out.
The World Health Organization wants global leaders to back something called COVAX. It's a bit like a buyer's club for countries to pool their resources to get access to a whole range of vaccines. It would also fund vaccines for the poorest nations. The EU has just given it $470 million, but so far the US isn't involved and even the UK is sitting on the fence, torn between wanting to act multilaterally and doing its own quicker one-to-one deals. In the US scientific community, there is a commitment to global cooperation. The University of Pennsylvania's Dr. Drew Weissman is one of the researchers who helped develop the technology behind the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. He's currently helping the Thai government.
They had the exact same concern that the West would develop a vaccine and it would be years before they ever saw it. So I've been working with them to use our vaccine platform for Thailand to make vaccine and make it available to 7 surrounding poor countries.
He tried to get the American government involved in the initiative, but to no avail.
We've talked to multiple government agencies. There's zero interest from them in what we're doing.
It's not just America. China is also likely to want to vaccinate its population first. So despite the Pope's prayers, it could be a case of isolation on inoculation for the world's superpowers.
Naomi Grimley reporting.